you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today we are going to be discussing how to purify indoor air naturally with like plants and some other things that you can use if we have enough time. But I definitely want to get into purifying your air through different types of plants and things like that, and what kind of plants are good for purifying your air. And this is especially important if you, anyone, this can be used for the office. These can be plants used in your home, especially if you live in an apartment, or if you live, even if you live in a home and not in an apartment or a loft, this can be really good for you as well. But then also if you are a teacher, this can be really good and helpful in the classroom. It can also be helpful just really anywhere that it's a closed and confined space that doesn't often get a lot of circulation and things like that. So definitely some, all of us in our lives have spaces like this that can be that this can be useful for. And so definitely it's important to keep the home, like the air inside your home, clean. And plants, these plants are, they're pretty nice plants. We're going to get into it later on into the episode, that can, you can use to decorate your home as well. They're useful and pretty all at the same time. So, you know, we always, it's often known, and we all know that outside we talk about air quality, especially here in California, when there are wildfires, even if there's not a wildfire nearby, but it can be up higher, it could be miles away in a different county, but due to just like the wind cycles and the way that air travels, it can have an effect in other cities as well. And so especially here in Sacramento, we don't have a lot of forest fires here exactly in Sacramento, but we have some higher up, and we will also have air quality days. Like basically, I remember like in high school and elementary school when we would have these kind of spare of the air days is what we call it, when depending on the quality of the air, they would cancel practice, outdoor practices, so football, baseball, things like that. And then you wouldn't have outdoor PE either, and it's just really muggy outside, and it smells because you can smell the ash and everything from the forest fires in the air, and you can even sometimes see it. It looks really hazy. So we all know about those kind of spare the air days outside, or if you just live in a really major city where there's a lot of air pollution, I'm sure you guys have experienced those kind of days as well. So we all know about outdoor air pollution, but it can also affect, and there's pollutants even within our home. No matter how clean you keep your home, it's just how it's going to be. And there's no way to really get around it, because, you know, the quality of the air inside your home is affected by a variety of things. It can be affected by cleaning products such as laundry detergent and fabric softeners, because the laundry, the detergent and things have chemicals inside of it that can pollute your air. And it's actually one of the main indoor pollutants is cleaning products, especially laundry detergent and fabric softeners. And then we also have fragrances, just different fragrances, whether it's in cleaning products, it can be in perfumes, it can be in just really anything. Also, you know, air, air fresheners is what I was going to say as well. Then there's toxins that can be carried in to our home through our clothes. So if you're out and you're, especially if you're someone who has to deal with fires on a daily basis, such as a firefighter, then you smell it on your clothes and you can smell it in your shoes and things like that. And then, so you're bringing that into your home from outdoors. So it comes in. And then chemical flame retardants that can be found in certain furniture, mattresses, and even in certain types of clothing. These flame retardants can also be air pollutants as well. If you have a gas stove, that can be a air pollutant when you're clicking the stove on. Some of the fabric that our furniture is made out of can harbor air pollutants as well. And then carpet backing. There's just a lot of things that can pollute your air that we need. Like, you need laundry detergent. You have to wash your clothes. You need, you know, these mattresses, and we want them to have flame retardants in them, because you don't, you know, there's a reason why these products and chemicals are in daily appliances and daily, like I, at my own home, we have a gas stove and we love our gas stove, but just that simple appliance as well can definitely pollute your air as well. So these are just everyday sources of air pollutants that can affect our air. And like I said, we need them. It's not like we can really get rid of it. We can't help. There's times, you know, this kind of reminds me, if you guys have ever had Korean barbecue, where you go and you cook the food right in front of you. It's a lot of fun. And I, I'm Korean. And so I love going to eat Korean food. And this is more of a more fun. This isn't necessarily Korean food, but it is Korean food. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference between food that you get at a restaurant versus food that your grandma makes. But anyway, so however, going to eat Korean food is a lot of fun, and I go with my friends, I go with my family. When I was in college, I would always, my best friend and I, she and I would plan our schedules around going to eat Korean barbecue for lunchtime, but then sometimes we would plan it to where we wouldn't have much to do afterwards, or if we could go, if we had enough time to go home and shower, because you're cooking the barbecue in front of you and you're inside a restaurant, and no matter how much you try, you come out smelling like the smoke and the barbecue and the grill. You know what I mean? It's in your hair, it's on your clothes. So I would always try to go home, and you can wipe your hands down. Like, if you squeeze lemon on your hands and then go wash your hands, that does cut back on the smell, like the smoky smell on your hands and things like that. But I would always want to do it on a day where I would never want to go eat Korean barbecue on a day where I had just washed my hair or had washed my hair the night before. I'd want to do it on a day that I was going to wash my hair that night so that I didn't feel like I was wasting a wash day. So, but anyways, that's just one thing that is a prime example of how air pollutants, and not saying that barbecuing is an air pollutant, but in a way it is. But this is just a tangible and a recognizable way to explain the fact, especially if you ever had Korean barbecue, how these pollutants can literally stick to you and stick to your clothing. It sticks to your skin, even, because you feel like you need to take a shower. It can get inside your hair. And if you ever have gone to eat Korean barbecue, and gone home and fallen asleep, like taking a nap, then your sheets smell like it. So that's a very good example of how these outdoor air pollutants can get inside. So I'm going to cut it to a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to give you guys some examples of plants, especially house plants, that can help purify your indoor air. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Pauline, and I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. So I wanted to give you guys some examples of some effective and really inexpensive ways to purify your indoor air, because it doesn't have to be, you know, expensive and things like that to purify your air, but and you want to do it in a pretty way. I think that doing it with plants is a really pretty way. And I used to have some of these plants actually in my apartment when I was in college. I had it in our living room because I wanted, because I had read before about purifying indoor air and how, especially in apartments, that there's not a lot of flow. And I always tried to leave our, my last year of college, we had a sliding glass door that had a screen and everything as well that led out to our like little patio area. So I always loved having that sliding door open because I felt that that was the biggest window, if you will, in our home to allow that airflow. And especially like when I was in the kitchen cooking, I always liked to have that door open or just hanging out in the living room watching TV just to get that air circulation. But anyways, so here are some of the best house plants, according to Wellness Mama, for ways to purify your indoor air. So it can be attractive, it can be useful, and depending on your household needs, you may, and depending on your house or apartment, you may need a few of these kind of plants in there. If you have a really small home, maybe not as many, but if you have a bigger home, and placing them in different areas of your home can definitely help as well. So not just having just one in the kitchen, having some, you know, throughout your home. If you have an upstairs and a downstairs, I would assume that you would also want to have some upstairs as well, just because there's different areas of your home. But anyways, that's just me. That's my idea. So it can also help remove, like, you know, just cleaning your air can help the smell as well. So these are some house plants that you can incorporate. So bamboo palms are really effective in removing the chemical contaminants in the air. So things like your gas stove, those type of chemicals that it produces into the air, bamboo palms are really good with that. And it also helps keep moisture in your air. So this is definitely helpful during cold months, so especially during the winter time when we are using the heater a lot, because this will help continue to moisturize the air, because there's nothing worse than having dry indoor air. No, like truly, because like when you sleep, sometimes when I sleep, I will have a heater, a small space heater in my room, because I just get really, really cold at night. And I also have an electric blanket, but I like the new space heater that I have because it actually has a humidifier built in with it, because the air does get really dry. So it's really, really helpful in keeping moisture in the air and also having the heater as well, so I don't have to like choose one or the other. So, and they look pretty tropical. They're pretty tropical looking, the bamboo palms as well. And they, so that's definitely one option, especially during the winter months, or if you just have drier air, depending on where you live as well, that's definitely a good choice. The rubber plant is another effective home purifying plant that you can use. It also helps remove those chemicals from gas stoves and things like that. And it's also really, really easy to grow. Like it's does it's not too difficult to, you can have a small plant, you can start with a small plant, and it does grow quite easily. It can, however, grow up to 8 feet tall. It's considered a large ficus, and it is very durable. It doesn't need a lot to sustain itself. So it is very effective for purifying indoor air, but and can also deal with conditions that are not considered ideal. But then just be aware that they can get quite tall under certain conditions. So that's something that you have to outweigh your odds. Maybe this is something that you would have in the living room that may have a higher ceiling, or in a formal dining room in the corner because of how tall it can be. I don't think you would want this in your bathroom, just taking over your bathroom. But anyways, a Boston fern is another one. Now, ferns are very common house plants. They're very well known. And it's also really good in adding humidity to indoor air. So another air moisturizer as well. So kind of get like that combo. And it keeps your indoor air clean, but it does require, the Boston fern does require a lot of attention. So it needs a lot of watering and misting, or else you'll see that the leaves will quickly start to fall off and brown and things like that. So the Boston fern is definitely one of those plants that it does give a lot. It's very useful, excuse me, as far as being a really good indoor purifier, and also adding that extra humidity and moisture into your indoor air. But you definitely will have to maintain it. It's not like the rubber plant where you, like if you forget about it for a couple of days or something like that, or if you go out of town for a week, that you don't really have to worry about the rubber plant. Whereas a Boston fern, you might need to make arrangements, and you need to be very on top of the care for a Boston fern, excuse me. And then the English ivy is another good plant, especially as far as effectiveness and cleaning your indoor air. And so it can, it, and it's more, it's an ivy. So we see it in atriums, we see it in lobbies as well. It does need a lot of light, so definitely consider that when thinking about where you're going to place your English ivy. It does, again, this is another one that helps purify lots of indoor house-made chemicals and things like that. It does need a lot of light, but it does do well, and this is another thing to keep in mind when considering where you're going to place it, where the temperature doesn't get too hot. So it needs a lot of light, but it can't be too hot. It is very adaptable to your environment, and it can climb, so it'll climb and spread over any surface. So that's another thing to consider as well as when, where you're placing this English ivy. So if you have another plant that you don't mind it climbing or something like that, or if you are good about plants and you can control it, then that's totally fine. But this is something that it'll climb and it will spread. So you might not want that in your kitchen, for example, where it can spread and perhaps get upon things that, you know, I can just imagine. I'm just thinking of the movie Jumanji when the plant kind of takes over the home. This is what just came to my mind when speaking of this. But anyway, so I'm going to cut it to the last break of the episode. And then when I come back, I'm going to give you guys some examples of other house plants that are more on the pretty to look at side. So those previous plants that I gave you guys some examples of are very useful and effective, but they're not necessarily the pretty ones. So if you wanted to incorporate some pretty flowers and plants and things like that as well, and you know, kind of giving you guys some other examples of what you can use in your home if you're saying to yourself, well, these plants sound nice, but I don't want just a bunch of greenery in my home. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, and I will be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. So I'm getting ready to wrap up this episode on houseplants to kind of purify the air in our homes because, you know, whether we like it or not, and no matter what it is that we do, no air that we inhale is ever going to be the most ideal. But these are ways to kind of help purify the air and lower some of the toxic chemicals that are swirling around our home, whether we can smell them or not. So this last segment, I discussed some really great, effective plants in doing so, or plants that can purify your air. But then I wanted to give you guys some examples of beautiful houseplants. So houseplants that you might want to put around your home, perhaps in your bedroom, because they're just prettier to look at rather than some, like, I don't know. Because, for example, the English ivy, like I said, since it does climb and it does spread, you would have to control that plant a little bit more. So anyways, these are some other household plants that you can use to purify your indoor air that are really pretty to look at. So whether you knew it or not, but orchids. And my mom, she loves orchids. We have a bunch of orchids in our home, especially in the kitchen. And they come in a different variety. They come in different colors. They're small, cute, tiny, tiny ones. And there can also be huge orchids as well. So they and they come in different colors, like I said. And so there are different types of orchids can have different properties that will remove certain alcohols and acetone in your air, as well as chloroform. And then they are other colorful blooms. So more the white blooms are the ones that are going to help remove those alcohols and acetones as well. And then on the colorful side, the more vibrant, like, for example, the vibrant moth orchid has more colorful blooms, such as bright pinks and things like that. And those ones are not as effective in purifying the air. So you kind of want to be careful about what variety and do some research on varieties of orchids, because there are some that are a little bit more effective and worth your while as well. And then the other one is a azaleas. Now, the dwarf azalea there's azaleas such as a dwarf azalea that is, can stay indoors. It's been bred basically to stay indoors and only blooms seasonally. And it has really big, pretty blooms. If you've never seen what an azalea looks like, definitely Google it so that you can see. And you can actually purchase these kind of flowers any time of the year. And There are some that even bloom over and over, but it's really good at cleaning your air. So it's another really pretty one, especially when they are in bloom. It's when it's going to be cleaning your air. And then tulips are another one, and I love tulips, actually. They're one of my favorite flowers. They come also in a variety of colors, so depending on your color scheme of your home, you can get some tulips that will blend in with the color scheme of your home, and they do a really good job of keeping the air clean, and they've also been studied and shown, studies have shown that they are really effective in eliminating and cleaning ammonia from the air. So that's a really good one to have around your home as well. And then these are also, you know, there are other plants that can help your air without just purifying it. So for example, aloe vera. Now aloe vera, we can do a whole episode, which actually I might, now that I'm thinking about it, on the benefits of aloe vera. My nephew, he's so cute, he calls it a medicine plant. That's what he calls it. But it doesn't necessarily purify your indoor air, but aloe vera releases a lot of oxygen and absorbs carbon dioxide at night. So it's really good to have in your room, in your bedrooms, because it's releasing a lot of that clean oxygen into the air. And then lavender, for example, it smells really, really sweet, but at the same time, it does also lower carbon dioxide levels and can also, of course, as you may have guessed it, cleanse bad smells from your home. So these are definitely other types of plants that not only, because there are some, in having a variety of these plants, can be beneficial because they can work together. So you can have like the Boston fern in your home to help purify some of that air. You can have some tulips that are going to purify your air as well, but then also look very beautiful in the home. And then if you just have like a really cute aloe vera plant, I don't know, in your bathroom, then that's easy access. If you have kids, they can just snap off a piece of the aloe vera plant if they ever get hurt or scrape their knee and use that as well. And also, it helps put a lot of clean oxygen into your home as well. So a lot of these plants can be used together to give you the best quality indoor air as possible. So these are definitely things to consider when considering how to decorate your home, and depending on what your home is looking like. And you don't necessarily have to have all of these plants. You can have a variety of these plants to add to your home. And like I said, I just had a small fern in my home when I lived in my apartment, and I had some tulips as well. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't even realize that tulips were so beneficial. I just had them more for the aesthetics and just because I love tulips. And so these are definitely things to consider. And orchids in your home as well. Orchids are probably one of my family's, they're my mom's favorite especially. So they're something that I'm the most familiar with, but it also has benefits to it without just being really pretty. So these are definitely just a few plants that you can have inside your home that will purify your air and just, you know, overall make your quality of life better. So these, you know, hopefully you'll research some of these. You can go to Home Depot, Lowe's, I'm sure. I don't know what you guys have on the East Coast, but here in the West Coast, we have Osh as well. So definitely some places to consider when looking for just small, and they don't have to be expensive, and they don't have to be plants that you're going to spend a lot of money on. You can even get a couple of the same plant as well. So that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I'll be back next time.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.